Hi, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Impactivity Podcast. I am your host, Tracy Higley, and I'm thinking about the end of the year. It's almost the end of the year as I'm recording this, and I am already looking ahead to my personal annual retreat in January, which is something that I do every January for, more than a decade now. I've been doing this every January, and it's been one of the best practices, I have to say, of my life. And so I'm looking ahead to that, thinking about it, and I wanted to take this time in this podcast episode this week to encourage you to do the same, to think about it. And I'm doing it now while we still have a few weeks left in this year, because I'm hoping that you'll get the time to plan it, think about it, make sure that it can happen. And the best time to do it, I think, is sometime in early January. So this will give you a little bit of time. Hopefully this episode will give you some inspiration and some practical help on making this happen for yourself this year. And you'll have the time to get that set up to do in early January. But even if you're listening to this episode at some other time of the year, or perhaps early January has already passed and you feel like it's too late, it's never too late. There's always a good time to step aside, to get out of your daily routine and just think about your life and take some time to look back, look forward. And so really, no matter what time of year you're hearing this episode, I would encourage you to set up some time to take a personal annual retreat that you can use to look back and look ahead. So we have a guide on our website for this, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, so stay tuned for that. But today I mostly just wanted to talk about why this is so critical and how you can get it done. And if you're thinking that it is impossible, the idea of getting away for a few days by yourself is impossible for you because of your circumstances, I hope that you'll stick with me. I have some practical advice for making that happen, but I really just want to also convince you that it is worth the effort, worth the sacrifice. So let's talk about why this is important. One of the reasons why I believe it's so important to take the time to step back, get away, and take a look at your life from sort of a high-level perspective once a year is because our life moves so fast, right? Everything is just flying at us all the time, and we talk about this often, how most of our time is really spent in sort of reactive mode. We talk here on this podcast and in Impactivity Resources a lot about being intentional, because being intentional is not really instinctive for most of us. Actually, I think it probably doesn't come naturally for anyone, really. I think as human beings, we're sort of geared to always be in kind of that fight or flight mode. You know, most of us tend toward one or the other. You know, you're a flight person or a fight person, but both of those are really just reactions, right? We're either moving against something or we're moving away from something that is negative, fighting it or running away from it, fleeing it. But really, all of that is still just reacting to what is coming at us. And life is always coming at us, moving fast. And the majority of the time that we spend in the day is usually spent in reacting. So we have to not only have the intention to be intentional, but we have to make the time to be intentional. That's a lot of intentionality. We've got to schedule it. We've maybe even got to force it. And so that's why I want to talk about this today, because I don't think that any of us actually want our lives to be spent purely in reactive mode. I think that we all want to grow. We want to change. We want to move forward in our life. And some of that growth happens naturally, of course, that's true. But I truly believe that while some of it happens naturally because of the things that happen to us, because of the circumstances that come into our lives, I really think that it's the experience of evaluating and looking back on the things that happen to us that brings that growth to fruition, that causes it to bear fruit, I guess I'm saying. So instead of simply a circumstance happening to us, it becomes a catalyst for change, because we've taken the time for reflection on it and to think about what that circumstance did for us or to us or in us, and really put it into a place in our lives where it actually does make a difference in who we are and who we become in the future. So, like I said, in Impactivity, we talk about being intentional a lot. And so we encourage you to have this sort of reflective time, really every day, a little mini reflection if you can, every day, if you're making a routine out of your, maybe your end of the work day to look back on your day, or maybe it's in the evening to look back on your entire day. And we also encourage that, obviously, for you to do this weekly in your weekend watershed practice, where you're looking back at the week as a whole. So you're doing a review, you're celebrating your wins, I really hope you're doing that, and you're taking some time to get strategic and plan about the week ahead. But here's the thing, both the daily and the weekly versions of this sort of reflection that we're talking about, while very important to your day-to-day, they end up being mostly about what happened in your day-to-day. So what happened that day or what happened that week, what you got done, where you feel like you failed, where you feel like you succeeded, that sort of thing. But they're really about sort of the day-to-day level of your life. And a day or a week really lacks that high-level perspective that would get you into a place where you're looking more at your own personal growth. Because really, unless something really huge has happened that has just rocked your world this week, you're probably not going to see growth or see the need for growth in a single week, and certainly not in a single day. So when we take the time to look back over the year as a whole, that's when it becomes easier, at least a little bit easier, to see sort of these trends and themes and changes to our attitudes, maybe changes to our goals, maybe changes in our relationships that needed to happen or that should not have happened even, changes in our businesses. So stepping back like that is going to allow you to see that in a way that you can't see when you're down sort of in the trenches on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis. Now, hopefully, as you go through the year, you are keeping some kind of review journal or notes or something throughout the year, because that's going to be super helpful in this process when you go to look back over your past year. I am a journaler. I don't journal every day, not even close to every day, really. I want to, and I want that to be a part of my routine. But as we all know, things get in the way of our routines all the time. And the important thing is to keep trying to fight our way back to those routines. So sometimes I journal, sometimes I don't, but I certainly do it often enough through the whole year that while I'm at that personal annual retreat, I can take the time to look back through that journal that I've kept the prior year and really start to see some of those themes emerge. Like I said, I can get a feel for my year as a whole. So hopefully you keep some kind of review, some kind of notes as you go through the year that you can look back on. But if not, don't let that discourage you from taking a personal annual retreat this year. I really hope you'll do it anyway. And let this be the year that you start keeping some kinds of notes. And trust me, you will thank me next January when you have those to look through. But this personal annual retreat that we're talking about isn't just about looking backward. It's also about checking in with your heart to see where you are right now. I think that's really important too. And like I said, in this weekend watershed practice that we do that on a weekly basis. But this high level annual time is really a time to ask yourself where you are in all areas of your healthy impactivity living. So looking at your physical health, looking at your spiritual health, your relationship with God, looking at your relational health, the time that you're giving to connecting well with others, to loving others, to serving others. It's a time to take a high-level look at your emotional and mental health, your self-care. How well are you doing that? How about how you feel about where you are in your business life or where you are in your financial life? We're going to get to looking ahead in a moment, but this second part of the personal annual retreat is really just a bit of time to ask yourself, where am I right now? And when you ask yourself where you are right now, it's also possible that you're going to be able to start letting some things go. You know, things that you might currently be worrying about or be bothered by, maybe be feeling anxious about, whatever. Taking a step back and trying to look at them from this higher level, it often wakes you up to the fact that they don't really matter. And just to prove this, I want to try a little exercise with you right now to test this out. I want you to think for a second about the very biggest concern that is on your plate right now, today. So give that a second to think about the biggest thing on your plate right now that's concerning you. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself how important that thing, that particular thing that you're worried about today, is going to be 10 years from now. So I'm not saying that nothing you're doing today is important. Of course not. It's just that we tend to put too much importance on the minutia of our lives, the everyday tasks and projects, and not enough importance on the bigger themes and the trajectories of our life. And those kinds of things can only be discerned, like I said, when we take a step back, we look at our lives at a high level, and we say, where have I been? But also, where am I right now? Checking in with what is important to me right now? What are the things that truly matter when I look at things with a little bit more perspective than the down in the trenches of every day? Okay, so we've looked backward, we've checked in with where we are right now, and of course the last part of a personal annual retreat is to look ahead, to get intentional about the coming year, to get strategic, and you need time to get strategic. Now, let me clarify, this isn't just about your dream. We talk about your dream all the time here in Impactivity, your purpose, and how you're figuring out what that dream is for your life, the thing that you feel that God has specially gifted you to do and given you a passion and a heart for, taking that dream and sharpening it into a vision, creating strategies to accomplish it, and understanding all the tactics that you're going to use to get there. So looking ahead and getting strategic about your year, it might be about all of that, especially if you haven't gotten that design of your dream really hammered out yet and you need this time to do it. But this personal annual retreat is more than just getting strategic about your dream. It's getting strategic about all of life. So it's thinking about the habits and the routines that you'd like to establish this year, or about the people that you want to really love and serve well this year. Maybe it's about even the books you want to read, or the things you want to learn, or the places you want to travel to. It should be about the ways you want to enjoy life, the ways you want to recharge, the time that you want to give to your health, your physical health, your self-care, all of that. This retreat is a time for you to get strategic about all the different things you want to put into your life this year. And I know all of this might seem like a lot to think through. So if thinking through things like this isn't really your thing, it might seem like too much. But I want to ask you, do you want another year to go by with you just reacting? Or would you like to look back on this next year, a year from now, and be able to see that the important things, the significant things that you wanted to see grow and change and accomplish, that they actually came to pass because you took the time to get strategic and plan your year? So we definitely have some help for you. We have an ebook to guide you through your personal annual retreat. You're going to find it at impactivity.com/PAR, like personal annual retreat. So that's impactivity.com/PAR. And it's going to give you help in a lot of different areas, like finding a place to do this annual retreat, some ways to make it affordable and doable. It's going to give you some tips on how to prepare in advance. And so you might want to grab this personal annual retreat guide soon, because it's going to give you some ideas about being ready for it when it comes. And I'll tell you right now that one of the best ways you can be ready for it, if it's still a few weeks away for you at this point, is to just be thinking about maybe some books that you think might speak to you, or some music that is maybe been touching your heart lately, things like that. You want to sort of make a list, start to collect them, and be ready to take them with you, because this is going to be a time to kind of really go into your heart a little deeper. And sometimes books and music can really do a good job of opening us up and helping us think through where we are and where we want to be. So you're preparing in advance, you're taking some things that you're going to need, some supplies. My best advice is to take 3 days. And again, you might be saying, that's impossible, there's no way I can do that. But this retreat guide is going to help you get some ideas about how to talk to the people in your life who need to agree to let you get away. But I would really recommend that you leave on day one, return on day three, so that you have time on three different days to think about three different areas of your life. And again, the guide goes into that. So this is a step-by-step guide to take this personal annual retreat and make the most of your time. And again, I think January is the perfect time for an annual retreat, because it just is a natural time to look back and to look ahead. I want you to give yourself the gift of this focused time to review and to think and to plan. I totally believe that it will reap huge benefits for you. It might sound impossible, but it's not. And it could actually just be the most important thing that you do this year to grow in your life of impactivity. So whether you grab this personal annual retreat guide or not, I would really just encourage you, take some time. And, you know, if it turns out that it really is truly just impossible for you to get away, that your life circumstances really make it impossible, take an afternoon, take an evening, do something, go to a coffee shop, take your laptop, get some time to just really be able to reflect backward, check in with your heart right now, get strategic about the year ahead, jot a few notes, maybe take New Year's Day if that's a day that you don't have to work, and just take that one day at home, get some quiet space, and really be able to get strategic about this year in review and looking ahead for a year. Again, I think it could be really important and critical to your life of impactivity in the year to come. And I'm excited to hear about the things that you accomplish, because you're getting intentional.